Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this beautiful Sunday, last Sunday of March. I hope the pollen is not getting you. If not, you're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being here. It's a privilege to be here, and God has given us one more day to live in this world. It's a gift from God, so we are using this time of Lent to dedicate our lives more to the love and care and compassion of Jesus Christ. And the Lent season, we are on the fourth Sunday of Lent that will end on Sunday of Easter in April 20th. During those time of these weeks that we look at how we can discipline our lives in a Christian life that we can lead in this world by renouncing certain things that we have to renounce and also reject bad habits and also repent of our sins. So those are the renouncing and rejection and repentance, and also we take on some of the new habits that God wants us to practice, like renouncing judgment and practice mercy, renounce grudge and practice love, renounce pride and practice humility, renounce worry and practice faith. Keep those things in our mind during this time of Lent, during the week. And some of you have, a couple of you have suggested that lately some of the things in your life have given you a lot of stress. So I made an article that I found was very good. I made copies. It's available there, how we can manage stress. It is not the events that are giving you stress. I learned that. It is how you respond to it. Your response is what makes our stress. So the only thing we can manage is our response. Stress will happen. There's a lot of things in our control. not our control. But response is in our control. So please read this if you are stressed out. I can make more copies. Very useful article. It came from Mayo Clinic. So it's a very good thing that if you want, you can read that and follow that. The announcements are in the second page in the bulletin. Those are the regular announcements. April 17, we have the lunch Thursday at the Golden Corral. Join for that time of lunch fellowship and fun. And next Sunday, today will be our celebration Sunday. We'll have lunch. All are invited for the lunch after service. Our budget, and this is the last Sunday of the stewardship month and the giving month. So if you don't have a copy of the budget yet, please, I have more ready, and this is the last Sunday of the month. We are doing that. If you haven't revised your giving in the last several years, please, it's a good time to revise our giving so that we can catch up with the inflation that is affecting all of us. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work God has given in this community to do this work faithfully. And we accept our donations on our website. There are many options. Many of you are using it already. Thank you for your continued participation in that. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any special announcements to make? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 117, O God, our help in ages past.
Please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to gather together. May our time be filled with purpose and grace. Help us listen with opening hearts and minds and act with wisdom, compassion. And please just we thank you, and please keep all of these people who leave this building today safe when they leave, and for the rest of their lives, please keep them safe. So with that, amen. Let's have great service.
It's our greeting time now. If you can get up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Lord, you have been dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, O mortal ones.
For a thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday and these past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass which is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers.
For we are consumed by anger, by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
For all our days pass away under your wrath, our years come to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are useful and spent, or even by reason of strength forceful. Yet this man is but toy and trouble. They are gone and leave by your way.
Who consider the power of your anger, the awesomeness of your wrath?
So teach us to number our days, that we may receive the heart of wisdom.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. When we gather together for worship, we also spend time in prayer and look up to God and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives together as a church. And also we bring our prayers, burdens and concerns. Many of us have many different needs in our lives, so we share between each other and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will, which is better than our time and our will. So let us leave it to God, but ours is to pray. And if you turn to the back of the bulletin with me on the prayer requests in that boxes listed there, please pray for these items regularly and continuously in your regular prayers. These people and these items. The ones that are listed in bold letters, Joe Richard Jones, please pray for him, for his recovery. Is he still in ICU or back? Do you know?
Lord? Oh, yeah, he's out.
He's out. Okay, please come.
He's home now.
Okay. Pray for Tiffany and family, who Wes has passed away, his family. Pray for comforting presence and peace at this time. Pray for Sean, Amy Conway, and also the earthquake victims of Southeast Asia. Thousands have died. If you have not watched it, it's like 15,000 something now. So please keep them in our prayers. Also pray for Jean and Grace and Harry, Carol, Jerry Rains, and all those who are struggling with health issues. Thank you for your continued prayers for me. And Gene Barrington has some health issues that he shared with me. Please keep him in our prayers. He's here with us today. Lord God is going to be good to you and heal him. And also, Alan had a surgery. He's recovering and he's out of it now. Please keep him in our prayers also. One of our friends had a kidney transplant 2 days ago. And his longtime friend. Kidney transplant is very interesting. They will call you when the kidney is available. You have to be ready. So he got called in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock. And he went over there, got it done. He's back home yesterday. It's very interesting. A lot of things have advanced. Kidney transplant is a simple process to the doctors now. Thank God for that. So thank God for all the struggles that he had been going through, dialysis and all the stuff for the years. God is good. And please pray for him. His name is Raju Varghese, and pray for him and his family during this time. Let us continue to pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all the service people who serve us in the behind the scenes on a daily basis. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and the governors, and many others who make decisions on a daily basis, that they will be guided by the wisdom of God, and they will fear God when they make decisions that will bring good to the people. So also pray for the world leaders as they also make decisions that they will fear God. Many parts of the world, all the troubles and issues are going on, that God will give them the guidance and the Holy Spirit will work through those areas to be peaceful and united as a world. Let us also pray for our church, the leaders of the church and our churches particularly, and the churches in this community, the pastors and the leaders of the church. That God will give us the wisdom to go forward, to do his work faithfully, to reach out to the people who are in need during this time. Those are the prayer requests that I have. Are there any special items to add? If there are no other prayer requests or call-outs, also I want to share a little boy that was missing last Thursday. His body was found in the back of the backyard in Gwinnett County. If you haven't watched that, please pray for that family. That little boy was 5 years old, and he does not speak. Some kind of an autistic issue. He jumped out of the fence and disappeared. And the next day they found the body in the backyard, in a little pond. So please pray for that family. They're going through a lot of struggles at this time. If there are no other special call-outs, please let us spend a few moments in silent prayer, and we'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. We read in the scripture, this is what the Lord says, "He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." As we come before God, this is the confidence that we have when we approach God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for this time that you've given us to bring our prayers of blessings, and thank you for all the blessings that we enjoy in our lives. And also we come before you with our burdens and concerns, with our sickness and our grief and all the things that we are going through. We come before you. We thank you for your presence in our life every day and keeping us safe. Even though when we are broken, you are always near to us. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend, O God. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace like no one can give us in this world. Grant healing to our bodies, O God, especially the ones that we have lifted up here. We pray for George Richard Jones. Heal him, Lord, and strengthen him in his body, and pray for his family to have peace. We pray for Sean and Amy Conway. We pray for the family of Tiffany and the family of Wes, who are grieving at this time. Bless them with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for Jean and Grace and Harry, Carol, Jerry, Jean Barrington and Alan, and all those who have shared, especially Raju Varghese, and continue to bless them with your healing hand. Touch them, Lord. Your promise is that when your people join together and united in faith, and lift up their sick ones, God will answer our prayers and heal them. We trust in your promise, Lord, at this time. Heal all of these people according to your time, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace for them during this time, and bless their family with your peace. We pray for the service workers and the military and fire and police, and who help us in various different ways. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their continued safety. We pray for the earthquake victims in the Southeast Asia. Thousands of people have lost their lives, O God. Many are struggling and suffering in those areas. We pray that you'll Especially bless them at this time, O God, with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for all of those who are doing relief work and supporting them during this time. Lord, help us to open our hearts not only to pray, but also to give for their needs during this time, O God. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who are making decisions. We pray for your grace upon them and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to guide them. Pray for the world leaders also, that they will fear God and make decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church, and we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to be here in this church to do your ministry. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using your opportunity that you have given us to spread your love and care and compassion to those who are in need. Be with us today, Lord. Be with all the churches who are worshiping in this community and around the world. Bless us with your presence, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, that each of us will be touched by the power of your presence as we go from this place, that we can be more strong, that we may be more powerful to share your witness to others in this world. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, that in our singing, in our meditation of the word, and the lunch that we partake today will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Doxology. Abundance you have provided, and we offer these gifts back to you, recognizing that all we have is a gift from you, and we pray that these may be used to spread your love and compassion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It's found from the chapter Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 6 through 17. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but you now are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the living word. As we meditate on your word, we pray that you bless us with the power of your word. Open our hearts so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. Lord, help us so during this Lent season to renounce and reject the habits that don't please you, but also to take on the fruit of the Spirit that you want us to practice in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we will continue with the Lent season, studying and meditating on the letters of Paul, who wrote the letters from prison: Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. We'll do the Ephesians now, writing to the church while he was in prison. So these books actually are instructions of how to lead a victorious Christian life. A lot of things that we have to abandon and reject in our lives that we focus on during the Lent season. This is a good book. We can study that. And also to take on some of the habits that sometimes that we tend to ignore. The caring, the care and the compassion and the things that we need to take on as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So as we read today, Paul is telling and teaching that let no one deceive you with empty words. What a great statement. You hear a lot of empty words in this world. I don't have to tell you.
Amen.
How many things can you believe, actually? The ones that you hear on TV, on news. And it used to be news was news, but not anymore.
Amen.
News is combined with a lot of lies.
Yes, yes.
And we have to actually be discerning to take which is good, and we don't know which one is right and is truth. And eventually the truth will come to light. That's what Paul says in this paragraph as we go down there. The truth will come to light eventually.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that will never change is the truth.
Amen.
But the lies change every day. Lies can keep on changing, but truth will never change. So that is what Paul is saying, that do not let anyone deceive you with empty words. Especially the seniors, like in our church, many of us are seniors. We are taken advantage of by a lot of people. I don't have to tell you.
Yes,
you get a lot of phone calls with offers and empty words. Be careful with those things. Even in the name of charity. And you get a text message or a phone call saying that from your kidney foundation or this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for these things. And they are not the real world. There is a kidney foundation. There is a other legal charities that are there. But they use, these scammers are using their name to come and collect your stuff. And in addition to that, they can come and get your environment of your home. So if you get text like that, I would not encourage responding to it. The real foundations and the real charities, they don't really call you and badger you. You take it to them, you call them up, look up the number, and you call them up and donate them if you have, and set up an appointment with them. So I'm just saying that to be careful. So when we say that empty words are everywhere, so we have to be very wise as people of faith not to fall into those empty words and promises. And then he says that now you walk in the way of light because you are light in the Lord. When we accept Lord Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. And when we accept him in our lives, we become the light of the world, shining and reflecting the light and life of Jesus Christ. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. The fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the light, that what Paul says here is righteousness, truth. And there are no lies, there are no empty words from Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. And then he says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And then be filled with the Spirit and giving thanks to God every day. That's how he concludes this chapter. Time is a very precious commodity. And Paul is telling us to use the time wisely. Redeeming time, that's what the King James Version says. How do you redeem? time. We know how to redeem coupons, right? Many of us, I do. We collect all these coupons. And you have points. You get like credit cards, things like that. I don't know if you use credit cards that get points. You have to redeem it. And I don't know why they give you just the money. Instead of, they give you points, and then you have to go and then redeem it. If you don't redeem it, what happens? You lose them. That's the trick. Many people forget that. That's why they don't give you the money right away. And I always ask them, you know, if you give me the points, why don't you take the dollars off of my price when I buy it? So if I buy a $20 stuff, rather than giving me a $2 points, give me $2 right away so I can use it. Rather than you collect all these points, and at some point if you redeem it, you'll get the money back or the, you know, whatever points back. But if you don't redeem it and you forget, then you lose them. It is kind of like that with time. God has given us time in this world. Time is our life, right? And we have to redeem it. And suppose we have, you know, how many hours do you have there? 24 hours a day? And some people have probably more than that, right? Some people don't have enough time. But imagine that you have a bank account with $86,400. You're wondering, where did I get that from? It is the number of seconds that you have in 24 hours. 86,400 seconds. So God gives us, when you get up in the morning, you have $86,400 in your bank. In terms of seconds when it comes to time. You can use it whatever, however, way you like. But at the end of the day, whatever you don't use is lost forever. It's the same thing. Every day, we are given this many seconds. And that's a deposit in our bank that God gives you when we wake up. Use it according to your way, your will, that God gives you the freedom to use it. If you don't use it the right way, you lose it. The world is full of distractions. Social media, entertainment, and busy stuff that consume our lives because of the consumerism that is growing. When we go after those things, we are actually wasting a lot of our time instead of the real stuff that God wants us to focus on. So this is a good time in Lent that we want to practice redeeming time. How do we redeem time? When I shared this with one of my friends, he told me a story that he said he had a big sticker on the bottom of his TV, this verse, that he says, redeem time. So every time he turns on the TV, he can see that sticker. Am I really redeeming time or wasting my time? So that is a good reminder. It may be on your cell phone. I don't know how you do that with a cell phone. I waste a lot of time, honestly. But this is something that we can think of, redeeming your time. Are we using our time wisely and usefully? You have to do that. Opportunities don't last forever. A missed chance to witness to somebody, a missed chance to take care of somebody or care for someone, to spend some time with your family, those times will never come back. They are gone forever. So that is why we have to be very careful when redeeming your time. Life is very short. What is my life today look like? If you look at the brevity of our lives that we read today, the Psalm 90, as we read that, our life is very limited. Maybe, you know, 70 or 80. That's the maximum. Now it's probably 90 or 100 as we have more and more people living longer. But we have an expiry date or an end date every time, right? Yeah. Everything in this world has an expiry date. Even a chocolate you buy, look it up. There's an expiry date on. And I had a friend who came to, some friends who came with us, as guests and stayed in our home, they wanted some toothpaste, so we gave them some toothpaste. And one of the kids called me and said, "Uncle, do you see that? This toothpaste is expired." I never thought that. I was embarrassed. Like anything, I probably bought it from Costco or somewhere a long time ago. When you have bought, so be careful when you buy toothpaste or even soap.
Even the water.
water has everything. Probably, yeah. So everything has an expiry date in this world. So is our life. We all come with an expiry date written somewhere, right?
Amen.
Sometimes we don't think that.
Yes.
You know, we have an expiry date on it. Life is very short. As we read in the book of James, chapter 4, he says that, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a while and then vanishes away. So very, very few days in this world that God has given us. And God has given this as a gift in this world. It's not our choice. It was God's choice that we have given this life. We have been given this life in this world. So be careful how we spend our time and fill our stuff in our lives. Like the little boy who asked his father, how much do you make an hour, Dad? And the dad had a busy work and said, I make $70 an hour. Okay, then the boy said, well, can I buy 15 minutes of that? If a lot of our children and our family are looking for our time. Sometimes we don't pay attention to that. Our time is very precious to each of us, right? But how about the people who are asking or desiring your time a little bit to spend with them? Our children, our family, our dear ones, our parents, those who are needing some care with their health, they're looking for our time because they know our time is precious too. But once those opportunities are gone and lost, we'll never get them back. Paul is telling us, telling the church about redeeming your time, meaning understanding what it means to redeem the time, because our time will expire soon and we don't know when. Don't we get distracted by the things of this world. And he talks about a lot of things like drinking and other stuff that can take up the things of this world. So remember that our life is going to expire one day. And when we are gone from this world, only what we have done for God and for others will last. Amen. Anything that you've done for yourself is gone when you die, right? But all the stuff that you've done for others and you have done for God, they will last. Then how to redeem your time is what Paul says here, to prioritize our tasks every day. Start the day with prayer and reading the word instead of scrolling our phone and looking the TV. I mean, it's something that, you know, simple things that we can and practice. Start to make probably, even on your word, you can set up scripture alerts. I do that. At least in the morning when you get up, you don't get the other alerts. You'll get a scripture alert before you start reading, you know, other stuff. I mean, this thing will fill up at night. When you wake up, you will see alerts and alerts after one after the other. But, you know, prioritize our tasks and read the scripture and spend even 2 minutes in prayer before we start reading anything in this world and make a big difference. John Wesley, the great preacher, the founder of Methodism, he woke up at 4 o'clock every morning. And then every day he spent an hour praying and studying God's word. And then when he asked how could he get so much done during the day, he replied that I'm careful with my time and I start my time every day with God. That is a great, great lesson that we can learn. And invest on eternal things rather than investing on the things in this world, which are necessary, but at the same time, investing on others. How can we share God's love to other people, to care for somebody, to help somebody who is in need? And we need to use our time like we use money. We budget our finances. Just like that, we have to budget our time also. And eliminate time wasters. Time wasters. I don't have to tell you what time wasters are. Just like the money wasters. How much money you spend on wasted stuff? Look at your garage. Look at your closets. A lot of things that we bought are not getting used. And I was counting, we cleaned up our clothes this past week for a remodeling work to be done there. I have close to 45 shirts. I didn't know that I had that many. I mean, I'm old enough to have that many, but why do I keep them? I don't know. I wear only like 3 or 4 regularly, and the rest are collecting dust there. Those are money wasters. I mean, I should not have bought that many shirts. Many of them were given to me. And you look at these things in our lives that we have wasted a lot of money in a lot of things that we never use. Just like that, there are time wasters. We buy a lot of things and we spend a lot of time on things that are that waste our time. So identify the time wasters and then use our time wisely. Like that's what Paul said, do not be unwise, but understand what pleases God. So that is the important thing. Whenever we budget or plan our time, what pleases God gets priority. The bigger things are the bigger things. We need to understand that. Our lives, we live every day approaching our expiry date, one way or other. One day closer to our expiry date. So as long as we keep that in our mind, we will use our time very wisely. When Apple's founder, Steve Jobs. He was diagnosed with a terminal cancer, you all know that. And everybody was sad, and he was a very, very big person in the tech field. If he was living now, I don't know, the world would have changed much more, I think, because he was a very visionary. But he didn't have a good life, you know. He was homeless, he slept on the streets, and he didn't have food to eat at one time when he was college. So he had in his story, he shared one story, that he had to walk 3 miles every day to a Hindu temple who would give free dinner. So he had to walk there back and forth to get that free dinner. But when he came to the end of his life with the big company that he established, and funny thing that he was fired from his own company at one time because the board of directors said he was crazy. So they fired him. Then they took him back years after that. But all of these things, when he came to the end of his life, that terminal cancer, he said, all of the stuff that I have done in the past don't matter to me anymore. I have only 2 or 3 months left in this world, and that is all that matters to me now. So if we were to live like that, that every day is our last day, how much difference does it make to us and also in this world? So remember that in a sense our lives are approaching that expiry day every day. Make the most of every moment that God has given. Time is a gift from God. Let us not waste it. Opportunities come and go. Let us seize them. One day we will give an account for how we spend our time in this world. So use them wisely. And a missionary once said like this, there's only one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So let us learn to redeem the time while we can. The time that Paul is saying here to seize the moment is a particular time that God has given us. And it takes wisdom not only to recognize that also, but also to use them wisely. It takes wisdom. It's not human wisdom, but God's wisdom. So we have to pray every day, God, you have given me this time. Give us the wisdom, give me the wisdom to use it wisely. Because there's a lot of time eaters and time wasters are around us. Living a Christian life is to live our lives wisely. It involves thought, consideration, and priorities in planning. It involves choices and disciplined living. All of these things we'll discuss one after the other during this Lent season. And help us, God will help us during this Lent season to meditate on it and practice these things in our lives. And live each day as if it is our last. May the good Lord bless us with these words during this Lent season to stay closer to him in meditation of word and prayer during these days. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord. If you are able, please stand.
to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace be done. Let my soul look up with the steadfast hope, and my will be lost in none. From me near, dear and blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast done. From me near,
people of God, God has given us this life as a gift in this world. Every day, God has given us time to redeem. Let us make and use the time wisely. Let us pray that God will give us the wisdom to use it wisely. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.